You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hello, peoples. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I forgot to turn the microphones up, so that's why nothing was happening.
Y'all sitting here, my clapping?
Yeah, people heard it, Todd. People heard you clapping.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jody.
Hi. Good. Hello, hello.
How are you, cute ponytail girl?
I'm good.
Now, if you think that it's just a contrived mess, whenever I'm saying, how are you, Jody? How are you feeling? And blah, blah, blah. Because obviously that's your wife. You should know. Y'all, blah, you've talked. You know how she's doing, but we haven't. But when she comes up in here, I haven't seen her for the whole day.
Last time I saw you was last night at 6?
Well, it was about 5:30, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were watching the Cincinnati Burroughs play. And we were out at a little sports bar. Thank God we were able to finally talk my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael into going to a sports bar. Whew.
Finally.
But I had to leave early because I go to bed early on Sunday nights. So I left them there. We drove separately. Mr. Todd.
Yeah.
Do you know that at every sports bar in the city of Mooresville and I would say the entire Lake Norman area, if they come around and they say, okay, I'm not asking you to leave or anything, but we're about to change shifts and I need to close out and then the next one will take over, and when they do that, my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael know exactly who the person is that's going to take over for them and what time the shifts end, and that's how often they're at these sports bars all the time. So last night the lady said, okay, I'm going to be cashing out, but Ashanti will be taking over, you know, and then she'll be back to get your next order and all of that. And they were looked at each other and go, oh good, it's Ashanti. Yeah, she's very nice, we love her.
That's funny.
The food was really good there, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it, and I loved where we were sitting. I could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed for a little bit of the 49ers-Cowboys game, and then I left. About 7.
And Christian McCaffrey was doing well?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. TJ and Jody's house is proudly sponsored by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. I mean, ultra proudly sponsored by. I think we are the best thing that's ever happened to them in their business lives and in their personal
really?
Lives. Yes.
Oh.
That Katie and what's his name that that own Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture.
He would be very Greg.
Very, very close personal friends of ours. Mm-hmm. We love. I mean, I would consider. I would consider Craig to be my best friend at this point.
Craig
from Sweet Dreams Craig. Mattress and Furniture, and his wife Kathy. No, it's Katie and Greg, and whatever you need in the furniture world, as far as bedroom furniture, living room furniture, they have, you know, the absolute most comfortable mattresses according to our daughter.
Yep.
And they have chairs for the living room, the TJ and Jody living room set. You can go by, ask for it by name. Didn't Katie say that's what she said in her little promo thing, that people come in there and they want to see it?
Yeah.
She did her little video for the promo deal from one of our chairs.
Yep.
So that's how famous we've made her showroom. You know?
Uh-huh.
So go to their website. It's acetj.com/mattress. acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. I also have the accessories. If you want the accessories, like the pillows. They do have sheets and beddings and stuff, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And great delivery service. They have several locations in the Lake Norman area, but they can serve a much bigger area than just Lake Norman. Mm-hmm. So.
And follow them on the social media because they do funny TikToks.
Kathy and Craig can do some funny TikToks. Do they do dance TikToks together like Ace and Amanda do? No?
I've seen Katie do it with some other people in the store.
But they're young too, though, right?
Yeah.
They're young people.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Katie and Greg are young.
Everybody's younger than us.
Yeah, everybody's younger than you two. Somebody was talking about that thing the other night. I can't believe Todd is 40. What are you, 48?
Yeah.
I can't believe Todd's 48. Thought he was much older.
Who said that?
I don't know. So Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, acetj.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. So we had, I will put it down as the best overall event for a Share Funny Live thing where the show goes out on location and talks in front of a studio audience.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really good.
And I don't say that ever.
It was at the Greenville Hilton in Greenville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Packed.
People were so fun. Kind.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Todd's video and looked better than it's ever looked.
Oh, yeah. Wait till I think it's going to go out on Friday on the YouTube channel. It looks really good.
It looked good, a little bit that he showed me.
Mm-hmm. And you're used to your stuff going out. I know that. Meaning his equipment, his whatever.
No, it was fun. I loved it.
Oh, and did people want to take pictures with you, Mr. Todd?
No.
Because they were all over Miss Jody.
Oh, no. Carrie asked me. She's like, so how many people came up and talked to you? I was like, nobody.
But you know why?
I did.
Yeah.
You know why, though, Todd?
Outside that, I don't know.
You are not...
Approachable?
It's not that.
You're just busy. Yeah. You're so busy up there.
No, hold on. Let me finish. It's not that he's not approachable. He's just not interested in being a glad handler type person. He's... Like, hey, nice to meet you, all that.
You're busy.
Because he doesn't like that type of attention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He likes the attention of somebody seeing his work from behind the scenes and all of that.
Yeah,
that's true.
But he always gets embarrassed when I introduce him to the crowd. This is Mr. Todd.
Right, and, he's got a haircut. He gets a haircut
every day. Hottie, hottie, toddy.
But he's busy, too. So busy at those things. Yeah. Worrying about the cameras and stuff. Because he doesn't need the lashing out of some people.
Busy being a jackass is what he's busy doing.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't get rude at those things about any stuff.
No.
I wait until later.
Right. So
he's busy. What the hell are you? No.
But I love it.
I don't ever do that. I don't ever do that.
Hey, and I love that hotel.
Yeah, it's a nice hotel.
Love that.
Very nice.
I loved everything.
Yeah, it was really good.
The only negative thing I heard about the entire trip was from our little friend Jenny, who says it's just too damn far to be driving. She's going to fly
next
time.
It was kind of far.
Because she usually won't. She won't drive more than 2 hours for anything.
No.
She gets bored easily.
She did well because I was afraid halfway in that was going to kind of set the tone. Because
she'd be irritable.
Fidgety in her seat. And I was like, uh-oh.
She'd be irritable.
She'd be somewhere in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
She walked up to me after the show and she goes, You gonna get drunk with me? Let's go. You gonna party? You gonna hang out with
that
me?
That doesn't sound like her at all.
And I was like, Jenny, I'd love to. I was like, but I'm staying with my dad. Well, he can come and party with us. And I said, Jenny, look at my dad, and you tell me if you think he looks like the kind of guy that wants to go and party with you all night tonight. And she's like, yeah, you're right. And then she just walked off.
Golly.
Well, Todd, is that your Todd is one of those people that is has been blessed to have a great dad and a great stepdad.
Yeah.
And when he introduced me to both of them years ago at his first bachelor party, it was 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
He said, this is my dad. And he said, this is my other dad.
Yeah.
because he's that close with his stepdad. Now, that was your real dad, right?
That was my real dad. Yeah.
Okay, is he the one that you're in the business with, JT Media, or is it your stepdad?
I'm not in business with him, but he's my. The day we went to the Panther studio, I was referring to him as my business partner because I knew he had his drone license at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, he knows about this kind of stuff. Because I saw him doing some focusing and setting up cameras and things like that.
He does a lot of photography and videography for real estate and stuff like that and drone stuff. Yeah.
I saw him too working. Yeah. I was like,
All right, we may need to get him in touch with our friend Mark.
Mark.
Mark runs an ad agency and promotions agency and stuff like that.
Yeah. He'd love that.
Since he's a drone pilot and all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we need to take a break, and then we have some funny stuff to tell you about, and we're also going to announce where the next Small Town Adventures is going to be.
Because we've been on hiatus from that.
Yeah. Oof, man, I've been on hiatus to the point where I didn't even know I was in this world. I got high on hiatus. You don't want to do that.
All right.
Brother, you don't want to be. You put that hiatus pipe down because you don't want to be high on hiatus. So we got that, and then I got real business to do.
So do I.
Yeah, I got to go do the cooking show today. So a full load. We still have to go here on a Monday. That's when we're recording. If you're listening at another time, then whatever day of the week you're listening,
we're also live on.
Ain't nobody watching it. Nobody watching it live, Todd. So just stop it. This is basically just a live to tape sort of thing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll be back in a second.
TJ and Jody's house.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, this house is a rocket. Hear that jamming music? Whoa, this house is rocking. Don't come a-knockin', you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's only been a couple of minutes, but what was it that I said that we're going to talk about the next small town adventure, then we were going to, wait, that we're going
to... You said something funny.
That we're going to talk about something funny.
You said something funny?
No, he said we're going to talk about something funny,
but I don't know what that is.
Oh.
I don't know, but I was just saying before the podcast here, sharing it with the Jody one, I think it's time to move this podcast into a more casual, comfortable situation as opposed to just sitting in the studio here where we do all the other radio business and everything. Mm-hmm. But you got Ace and his little young pregnant bride. They do their live from the living room thing. Mm-hmm. So if we do it at our house, then it will look like we're copying them. And mm-hmm. Lord knows, I don't want to be looking like I'm copying anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. I start things. I don't jump on board. I'm not a Johnny come lately.
Alrighty.
That's why you married me. You were like, hey, he's not a drone that's just going to follow around after everybody else.
That's why I married you?
Yeah. He sets the tone.
Yes,
himself.
That's what I said.
But seriously, I am so paranoid about people thinking that I'm copying somebody else that if I start watching a show that I'm really loving and then the rest of the country catches up to how cool the show is and everybody's talking about it, I'll stop watching it because I don't want people to think that I'm just following the crowd.
Yeah, you're weird, right?
I did that with The Sopranos.
God, nobody cares.
I care, Jody. I care.
You're a freak.
So anyway, I wonder if it would look like we're copying them if we did it from our snatch bar.
Yes.
It would?
Yeah.
Why? Because you can see the living room. It needs to be somewhere comfortable that's not in our house.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking it'd be so much easier because when we get through doing the TJ and Jody's house, then we can just do fend for yourselves.
You could just sit in our car.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. You know Matt Walsh, who is probably one of the top, not probably, he is one of the top political commentators and podcasters and all in the world today.
Uh-huh.
Started out a couple of years ago in his car.
Yeah.
That's how he started.
But he didn't have a camera.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
We could set up a living room in the bed of your truck.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fun.
And then the days it rains, we just, I don't know, umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't really know. I know, like, other podcasts I've seen, it's almost like they have a designated area in their house where they've put up nice,
yeah,
like a corner, like uh-huh, pretty wallpaper and a little table, yeah, and that's it.
But we don't have
a
extra
close
room
round
for
table.
That. We don't have extra room for that.
What about that big landing at the top outside?
Yeah,
the bedrooms.
Well, you'd want that set up like a podcast all the time.
I mean, there's nothing up there. It wouldn't bother me. If you just had a table up there.
There were boys' game,
but it would need
video
to face,
game room is?
It, yeah, but it would need to face the rail, you know, like
toward the TV?
Towards the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The living room? Toward the living room?
So we're going to be called Live from the Loft?
No. We'll
oh,
be called,
look at you.
No, we're not doing that.
No, we have a name.
That's a copycat.
It'll still be TJ and Jody's house.
TJ and Jody's.
It'll
loft.
Just be in a different. No loft. No, just TJ and Jody's
also,
house.
TJ and Jody's house.
It should have been in the house to begin with.
Amen.
But we tried to do it in the house back then when we were in that other house, and it sounded like SHIT. Remember? Because Todd came over and we did it sitting at the table. Yeah,
yeah,
and it was, it's no
mm-hmm
good. Mm-hmm. But he's got better equipment now.
Yeah.
Stand up. Let us see your equipment.
Yeah, if we could set something up there, but
that's what
I would
we need
want
to do.
I would want two comfortable chairs and maybe just a smaller round table so that we're not so far apart. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We need to be like where we can reach out and touch hands if we want.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
hello.
Yeah. You know, just let you know I'm still here.
Or if I need to, like,
I'm still here with you.
Punchy.
Or in case you need to look over and do like you did the other night in front of everybody at the bar and make fat jokes about me.
I did not make a fat
expense.
Joke. I did not
okay
make a fat joke.
Well, let's see. Is this a fat joke or not?
Here we go.
It wasn't a fat joke.
I was wearing a purple shirt and she was calling me Barney behind my back.
I mean,
going, hey, look at Barney down there.
It
and
was,
then had him laughing and then going, I love you, you love me.
I was only doing it to Riggins.
Well, Alexis was laughing about it harder than Riggins was.
You know, I never know if she's around. She's so tiny. She's,
you know, I just thought of that. You are tearing me down in front of my employees.
Oh, my God.
Who are supposed to respect me as an authority.
They're my friends.
They're supposed to respect me as the authority. And there you are.
It wasn't a fat joke. I just love,
because
I
make
Barney.
I make the joke about myself all the time. Like if I'm wearing a red shirt and I walk in a room, I'll say, hey, Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But that's my doing that.
I can't.
And when I came up from the bathroom and I said something about, yeah, look at me. I'm this purple shirt on. I'm looking like Barney. And everybody started laughing like more than normal. And I said, what? And they said, Jody, I already said that. Said you look like Barney. I was like, oh, she did she?
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I took your joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't mind if you. But when you take a man's joke and use it at his expense,
oh,
that's when it's bad.
When
you use it against
I
him.
I love you.
Right.
You love me.
I get it. That's fun. So yeah, if we
you
do
did,
the,
you did
if we
like
do
15 the, costume changes that night. By the way,
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I wore a shirt there. First of all, I was clean. I was clean because I had been had a shower.
You.
And then I wore a shirt in the car for 5 hours, 4 hours. I got there and I was going to be in front of the audience, so I put on a better shirt.
Which I like that shirt.
That had a collar on it.
Yes.
And then under those camera lights, it was hot and I was sweating and you got
a little active during that show too, I noticed.
Oh yeah, I did. And then I was also, after that, I was taking speakers down and putting equipment back up and all of that.
Yeah.
So I needed a fresh shirt and I just grabbed that purple one and put it on and then I was fresh. Fresh and fat like Barney.
I didn't say fat. You were looking like
Barney. Barney is not exactly built like Mario Lopez. He's not Zac Efron. It's not like a purple. Oh, you know what?
It's just a purple reminding me of Barney.
Zac Efron, if we painted you purple, you'd look just like Barney the dinosaur. That's all right.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. But yeah, we do need to be up in that loft so I can just throw you over.
Well, I'll land on that Sweet Dreams couch.
Oh, way to tie it back in. Yeah.
Look at you.
What?
We need Sweet Dreams chairs for that set. That's what we need to do. Todd, run down there and pick us up some Sweet Dreams chairs.
And a little table.
I will.
Do they have a little table?
Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of things.
Oh, and I could drink beer during the... Yeah. Taping.
Ew.
You could drink wines.
On Monday morning at
11. Almost noon. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Somebody else on YouTube said do it from the puffy couch.
Everybody's saying it, but the puffy couch is not, it's not a, an attractive, it's not a nice looking room. It's just a comfortable room. I mean, for God's sakes, it's got a shower curtain on the window.
Because you won't take it down. I only put that up for a day. Well,
get me some real black curtains to go there, and I will.
No. I just did that so we'd take that down.
You did it so we'd take it down?
Yeah, I just was doing that for one day.
Oh, my God.
And then you kept it up.
But why would you do that?
It's nauseating.
That'd be like giving a couple who wants to adopt a baby a child for one day and taking it away. Can't do that.
I don't know. We got to work on that room because I don't like the puffy couch.
Because I'm about to turn it into another podcast room too for me, my new podcast.
Well, then you need to start working on.
I am. I'm gonna get several more of those black shower curtains and hang them up across the back wall.
Ew.
That's what I'm gonna do.
All right.
Unless you can get me some real black curtains made. Mm-hmm. All right, we need to take a break, don't we? Because we got another segment after this.
Sure.
Right. Well, yeah. I thought you were letting me know, Todd.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, no. You're looking at you.
You're the producer. You got to be producing.
They're getting shorter and shorter. We're only 22 minutes in.
Right. And we got to take three breaks, right?
Two.
All right. Just let me know.
So keep.
Then if I say, do we need to take a break, you say no.
Keep dancing, Circus Monkey. Keep dancing. Be funny.
Okay. So we're going to do it on the loft. Look like Barney.
One day I do want you to wear that. People won't understand what I'm saying.
I wear it all the time. I have one that's a plain long sleeve cotton t-shirt that's purple. And I have the exact same shirt that has the Ace and TJ show written on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know
and,
that.
Yeah. And because Todd this mentioned something plain. The other day about when I wear purple or something. But he didn't say, you know, when you wear purple and you look like damn Barney the dinosaur. Looking like you ate some of those preschoolers.
I didn't say that.
Hey, get him to do the number limbo.
You are good at limbo.
I know, especially for a big old fat guy.
You are good at limbo.
Yeah, for a great big fat person.
But you are. You're a good limbo guy. Nobody needs to compete with
you
on that.
I know. I'm like Kevin James. He's like Kevin James.
You're agile.
Coordinated.
Good dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Kicks his leg high. He does that too. Mm-hmm. You do all the things he does.
I know. Yeah. I'm great at physical comedy and cerebral. Observations, sure.
Wow, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Chris Farley, that's another one.
No, I'm a lot you're not like Chris Farley. You're not.
He was athletic
but
and
you're not
portly.
Like Chris Farley.
Yeah. Mr. Portly, that's my name.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Hey, now if you want to take a break, that's fine.
Yeah, I need to take a lot of breaks.
Aww.
Okay. So, small town adventure announcement coming up. I guess it's going to be New Orleans, right? Because they call it Fat City.
Let's go. It's DJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button
DJ
Network.
DJ and Jody's house. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Let's go. It's DJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Mr. Todd, I feel like this camera is just going right here. Right over my shoulder.
It looks weird.
Is it?
No.
It's wide angle. Oh, I don't need to see it. I got it. Oh, let me get rid of that. What's that all about? But is this one of the colors you said we shouldn't be wearing anymore because it blends with the background?
That was. It's not that bad. You're not as pale as him, so you don't...
Who the hell is him?
As Ace.
As Ace, oh, yeah.
So it doesn't affect you
well,
as much.
Well, and then everybody, and then he was like, well, he said that what we wear and all that, and he said, well, tell us what colors we're wearing that aren't good. And basically it turned out that he said it was just me and I don't need to wear white anymore. So,
but I wore white one time in here and it was bad.
Yeah.
If you wore white the other day and it looked good.
But you're
I wore a
natural dark colored skin tone.
Yeah, I wore a long sleeve Miller Lite t-shirt that was white.
But you're like tan year round, so yeah. It helps.
I know. Mm-hmm. I need to get in on some of that casino money. I need to get. All right, so we haven't done a small town adventures in a long time because Jody's dad did that whole thing where he was, you know, he's a hypochondriac, acting like he was dying. Somehow talked people into putting him into ICU for a week so he could relax. And so Jody was off in Louisiana,
yeah,
eating hospital gumbo and jambalaya, living it up.
Yeah.
And then the holidays and all, so.
Yeah, and then we went to Greenville, so that was not.
Yeah, this past weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're kicking it up again with the full-on attack of Small Town Adventures.
Attack.
Adam, our manager, was in Wednesday for big meetings all over the place. And part of the meeting was everybody who works in the company, and they're what department they are the head of, had to take a special segment out of the meeting and give a report on what's going on and what we need to be doing more of, things that I love.
Yeah.
That I absolutely, I love it.
Okay.
And Riggins said that the small town adventures thing on the social medias kills, is what he said. It kills.
Kills people.
And that's a good thing in social media speak.
Yeah.
So we've really got to stick to it and make it happen.
Hey.
And I'm just hoping that doesn't take the fun out of it once it becomes, you know, that we got to keep it where it doesn't seem like work.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't decide the destinations for the small town adventures. Mm-hmm. Jody, pretty much you and Michael, right?
Yeah, we do.
My little friend Jenny's research. Handsome
Jenny does
husband,
research
Michael.
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone in the four of us, but I.
Yes.
Because I just do not have time for it.
You do.
I am
not.
So busy.
You do not.
Very busy. Very busy. So where are we going Saturday?
We are going to Waxhaw.
Okay.
All right.
Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Yep.
I've heard it's a quaint little town.
Well, I've seen there's a bunch of places. So most things that look like opened at 11. I don't know what time we're going. Are there football games that day? Oh, so
on
we can.
Saturday?
Yeah. No.
So we can just do one. Okay, because it used to be whatever. We'd have to hurry up to get somewhere to sit down and watch football.
Yeah, and that's the thing because LSU's not playing. Mm-hmm. There are no NFL playoff games on Saturdays anymore. So we just go and just let it rip.
Free for all, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure what time, but if anybody's got suggestions on where to go in Waxhaw, we would gladly love to hear.
So where should they comment? On the YouTube? That be the easiest place to do it, to send us where we need to go? And
yeah,
that,
they could
on
comment
the
on
YouTubes.
The video. They could comment on the video. Or on social media.
Yeah, any of the social medias. It doesn't matter.
We like to skip around. I think we see before we would do a few places, but we'd stay in one for a while because of the games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to just skip around and have appetizers.
We need to be bebopping and scatting all over that place.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. By the time we leave there, I should be able to go back next week and win for mayor.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to shake hands, kiss mamas.
Oh.
Shake babies.
Okay.
No, but one of my all-time favorite radio personalities and someone who became a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
same person,
mm-hmm.
Used to live in Waxhaw,
oh,
North
really?
Carolina, and listening to his show every Monday, he would give the end of the show this he was such a really good writer, and it would be like a short story about what his weekend was like in small Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. And that listening to that always made me want to go there and check it out, because
he
talks about stopping by the barber shop and talking to Ed and
all
of these people. Yeah, his name's Keith Larson.
Okay.
So I don't know if he still lives there or not, or maybe he moved because he's not on the radio in Charlotte anymore. He's doing his own podcast and stuff like that. Which is what, you know, the smart ones are doing.
Yep.
The smart ones are doing podcasts and video things and all that.
Yeah.
Not with their spouses.
I did not know that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Jody. So cool. So cool.
You're so rude.
No, what am I rude about? I'm going to have fun.
You're sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah. How long of a drive is that, though?
I don't know. I thought that was part of y'all's doings. Y'all figured out where we were going.
I didn't look that up.
You got to.
Oh.
It's a little over an hour.
From here?
Yeah. Hour and 3 minutes.
Oh. Excruciating.
We've done that.
Can we fly?
Can we fly? Yeah. Yeah. Is it so it's south, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my friend Keith used to always say, once you go Waxhaw, you don't go backsaw.
Okay.
That was one of his things.
Find out.
So
we will find out.
Mm-hmm. But that's a whipping an hour.
Ooh. It's not.
No, we've driven farther than that. How far was that place, that the last one that we did, the official one, where we went by the Fats Cafe and the lady, the manager there was a big fan?
Wasn't that Morganton?
Morganton, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Morganton?
Morganton, yeah. I think.
We need to put down where we've been so we don't.
We need tour shirts.
Salisbury,
Morganton's almost the exact same distance.
Yeah, Morganton, Salisbury.
That's what we need to do when we wrap up the small town Island adventures when it gets warm, because we'll be out on the lake and stuff. We need to have some T-shirts printed up with all the little towns we went to on the back of it.
Like a little concert T-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we need sell to them be like putting down where we've been. Bucks each. So, but we've only been to Lake Wylie, Morganton,
Belmont,
Salisbury.
Yeah, we've been to several.
And now we're going to Waxhaw.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Time flies when you're old. I'm telling you. It doesn't seem like we've done many of those. How many years have we been doing this podcast now?
Almost two.
Oh, it's longer than that, isn't it?
No.
I thought it was almost three.
It was only two.
Because I've been doing the Fend for Yourself show for a year, haven't I?
I think so.
That cooking show.
I think it's
and I'm,
two.
And I'm shocked.
Yeah, I think it's about a year.
I'm shocked that I haven't been picked up yet by a major network.
Somebody said Sylvan Heights Bird Park in Scotland Neck is a good place to go eat in La Caseta.
That doesn't even sound like this country.
I know.
Say it again. Bird Park what? It
says Skyland Heights Bird Park in Scotland Neck.
Oh, we can't do that. If there are birds around, we can't do that. Because my little friend Jenny's...
Bird Park. I don't know if it went.
Yeah, well, my little friend Jenny's got a bird phobia.
I think so.
Skyland Heights Bird Park?
Yeah, it said Waxhaw's small, but there's a lot of traffic. And then Amanda said Emmett's is a good place to eat.
That sounds like a good place.
Emmett's.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, are there any cute little boutiques Jody could go into, and then the rest of us could go sit at a bar? Because, you know, Jenny's not going into any boutiques.
I said that.
Unless it's an ass-whipping boutique. Then she'll go in there. Bah-bah!
Yeah, Sylvan Heights Bird Park is in Waxhaw.
Yeah, we can't do birds, I'm telling
but
you.
But is it
there's
an
no,
actual bird park?
It doesn't it
says,
matter.
Oh, it says Landscaped Aviary Center with flamingos, Landscaped Aviary. Yeah, there's apparently flamingos.
No, we can't take around birds.
She wouldn't go in, even if it was just called, if it was called Dead Bird Park, she wouldn't go.
She's not going anywhere where there's birds.
Mm-mm. It's crazy.
It's weird.
She's scared of the birds.
Yeah, I should call her on speaker and ask her, hey, would you? There's a place in Waxhaw called.
She's going to cuss.
Do it.
It doesn't matter. We're not on the radio.
She's going to be. She's going to what?
Jody, she's sweet.
And there's a place there called Duck Landing Cafe.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hey, we're on the podcast now and people can hear you. We're trying to figure out where we're going in Waxhaw. Somebody suggested something. What is it called?
It's called Sylvan Heights Bird Park.
Sylvan Heights Bird Park. Are you in for that?
Oh, hell no. I'm not participating.
There's a place called Duck Landing Cafe.
Yeah, what about Duck Landing Cafe?
No.
All right. No. Are you on the treadmill or something?
No.
Okay. All right. Sorry to bug you. Just wanted to. All right. Bye.
If you hadn't have said we were on air, it wouldn't have been hell no.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been blank that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't do birds.
Did a bird part.
No. Oh, gosh.
What happened to her to make her so afraid of birds?
Well, for a long time, we knew them, and I kept asking, did something happen when you were a kid? Did a bird attack you or something like that? Mm-hmm. No, I don't know why. I've just always been, and she would always go into, because, you know, some of those birds are bigger than I am. She's talking about like an ostrich or a crane or something like that. She's so little. And then one day, out of nowhere, somebody else asked her, and she goes, well, yeah, when I was a kid, this blah, 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 and told a story of having the incident as a kid that gave her bird phobia. And I was like, how many times have I asked you that? And you said no. And she goes, shut up.
Did you hear a few weeks ago when her parents were here how they have a huge bird feeder and they take care of birds?
No.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They were talking
about... Is that new?
Yeah. So her dad got a call. Remember, they thought somebody was at her parents' house. Well, it was. Yeah. It was somebody going to feed the birds. And then when the food falls, squirrels come. So she, it's like, and you know, she freaks out that they have that big bird.
Yeah, she, but she would much rather have squirrels running around by her than birds.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Wow. Yeah. No birds. Have you seen her in that pet store that day? Did I tell you about that? That girl walking around with that bird on her shoulder?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was during some of the shortages, and there was a dog food shortage. So she went into this thing. She said, come in here with me. They got birds. Come in here with me. She said, let me look about the dog food to keep the birds away. So I went over. Of course, I'm going to look at the birds. And she's looking at the dog food to see if they had her brand. And then she came around the corner looking for me, and I'm standing there. And they don't have them in a cage. They're just on this little platform thing. Uh-huh. And I'm looking. One of them was like $1,900 or something.
Oh.
And I said, Jenny, come look just how expensive this is. She said, I'm not coming over there. And then the girl that works there said, oh, you like him? He's sweet. Come here. And she didn't know that Jenny's, you know, she thought Jenny just didn't like birds or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't understand that it's a full-on phobia.
Yeah.
She puts the bird up on her shoulder, and she's walking around. He's nice. And believe it or not, Jenny was trying not to be rude. Uh-huh. I mean, most of the time, she doesn't care. She just, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. And then she's just like coming around. And finally, I said, yeah, she's afraid of birds. Like, she is seriously, she has a phobia about the birds. Mm-hmm. So she goes, oh, okay. And then she turned around and went back. But she was clearly coming over there like, oh, don't be afraid. Like you would a kid. Don't be afraid. He's not going to hurt you kind of thing. And Jenny was climbing the wall to get away.
That's crazy.
I know.
She doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're ever out
talking about taking her to a bird park.
Yeah, I know. And if we're ever out on the boat in the summer and they're I mean, they're flying and she ducks. Like they're
those osprey
hopping.
Oh, what would she do if like a bunch of seagulls? What does she do at the beach with seagulls?
She doesn't mess with them. She goes the other way.
Next time,
or she'll say shoo them off.
You gotta just take a bunch of bread and just throw it around.
No. I mean, it's not funny. She's serious about it. It'd be like taking somebody who's deathly afraid of heights and putting them and pushing them off on a bungee.
Yeah.
It'd be like putting me on a helicopter.
Yeah, or in a room full of Chucky dolls.
Or cats.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay, we have gone a long time today. These people are getting way more than they paid for. Because I'm cooking up. Don't tell anybody until I announce it. This is just, you know, inside information for you TJ and Jody House fans. This week's Fend for Yourselves is going to be dirty rice. Mm-hmm. Authentic Cajun dirty rice. Well, not truly authentic. It's truly authentic. Has chicken livers in it, but I couldn't find chicken livers. And, you know, people watching, like Yankees and all that, watch the Fend for Yourselves show would be like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
It's like, I can barely watch you cook with those chicken thighs. So, anyway, I got to get a lot of work out of Mr. Todd today.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of work in silence, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Too much talky. I don't like it.
I can work from here if you want me to.
Yeah.
You can?
I wish.
Mm. All right. Well, Jody.
Yes.
You going to run errands and stuff, or are you going home?
I'm going to see my friend.
Which friend?
Debbie.
Oh, Le Debbie. Mm-hmm. Your fancy friend, Debbie.
Yeah.
Love her. Tell her that. Love her.
Oh, tell her.
And then, we got a thing we're doing Friday night with your Bible study group, right? Yep. Having a little party.
Yep. Couples, which we never have done.
Where I got to hang out with people I don't know.
You know them.
I don't know.
You know a bunch of them.
Barely.
You'll be fine.
I know Jesus, and that's all that matters, to go to a Bible study party.
That's true.
And then the next week is when we're with your other friends for a social event, right? For a little social dinner kind of thing, hanging out socially.
Yeah.
So seems like my calendar is full.
Good.
But you look adorable today, as always.
Thank you.
And I'm so proud of you. And
in our son's hoodie.
You're going to be bouncing around Mooresville, North Carolina.
Oh, bouncing around. Yes, I am.
People loving you.
Yeah.
Just wanting to grab you and squeeze you.
Yeah,
get a little of that fountain of Jody into their lives.
Gosh, you're so weird.
All right, I love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.